How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Tom, it's hot, isn't it? It is hot.
You can't not mention it, it seems, at the moment. Everybody.
Not to mention that it's hot.
It is difficult, but if we were in Madrid, we wouldn't be talking about it, would we?
Oh, I love it. I'm not complaining about the heat.
No, sure. That's true. You're not complaining.
I'm not complaining. I am very happy with the heat. Very, very nice.
So, have you been in the sea? That is the point of living in Brighton, surely.
I have been in the sea. I was in the sea yesterday.
Oh, what were you doing?
I was swimming. I was paddleboarding. Broadly living my best life.
I was going to say living the lesbian dream.
Living the aquatic lesbian dream, of course. And so, I was actually with three other lesbians.
It's a school of lesbians, would you say that?
Well, yes, I get a cardigan, I sometimes think it'd be good. A moccasin of lesbians, a Birkenstock of lesbians. It's nice, isn't it?
Three of you?
Myself, Alice, my wife, my friend Track, and Gabby, who you've met all of those
people. How nice.
Yes, it was very nice.
And all just having a nice time swimming. Was it very busy? I imagine it's quite busy in the sea.
Do you know, it wasn't too bad where we went. We went to Hove, actually.
Hove actually where there's like a sort of park before you get to the beach? You know what I mean? Or there's like a big bit of grass, like a, not
yes,
a park,
grass
but like
in front of the promenade.
Yes, that bit, the promenade, yes.
The promenade.
That's Hove, is it there?
That's Hove, yeah. I think you're thinking of Hove Lawns.
Ah, that's Hove Lawns, okay. Mm-hmm. Are there beach huts, that sort of thing?
Oh, yes, but you know, they're so expensive.
Yeah, I don't really understand beach huts, and I'm happy to be educated. I'm sure I could get into them, but since they don't have their own running water, I'm a little bit perplexed.
Well, Anne Ruffle used to have one in Portsmouth.
Did she? Oh, I bet she regrets not having it now.
Well, no, I think she went on a list for a long time to get one, and then got one, and I think her and the girls had some fun. Mm. I think it was a good place to keep booze.
Okay.
You know, you could top yourself up. You could have a sink full of ice.
Ah, okay.
You know, you could leave your bikini and your towels and your bits.
Okay, so you just get changed when you get down there.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Then you don't have to worry about carrying it all from a car, so you don't have to drive there. Of course, it's so hard to park near the beach.
Yes.
All these things, Tom.
Okay,
so now, of course, it's my dream to have one.
Oh, right. So you can have your deck chairs, yeah.
People. Yes. Yesterday, I saw some people who were sitting outside having, I would say it was 2 o'clock. They were having a glass of sparkling wine. It could have been champagne. It could have been English sparkling. It could have been Prosecco.
You didn't look at the bottle. A carver, perhaps. Yeah.
You know,
a Cremant.
But, you know, we're in Sussex.
So it'd be nice if they shop local, wouldn't it?
It would be nice if they had some sort of local English fizz.
Yeah.
Then, which actually I prefer to champagne.
Wow, she's said it.
I've said everybody. It. I think it's better than champagne. It. I think champagne, a bit overpriced, bit claggy.
Okay, well.
An English sparkling, I know who I am.
You know where you are. Yeah, that's right. I had a very nice Roebuck, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Is that good? Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
Very nice indeed. Mm. Well, I mean, I say it's good. Wine's only as good as you think it tastes.
Sure.
I'm not suggesting that I'm any sort of connoisseur. I just like what I like.
But I feel like you, well, you know, I trust you. That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Is this a podcast or an intervention?
You need to stop drinking that English sparkling wine. Yeah, in bus stops. Yeah.
It's so quiet there.
It's so quiet. It's so lovely. Yeah. Lovely bus shelter. Okay, all right, do it.
So they were sat outside, they were drinking some sort of fizzy wine.
Fizz, yeah.
and had cocktail sticks, you know, toothpick things with those, what are those nice olives called that begin with N?
Nocerella. I don't even know how to say it. Oh, those, I like those, yeah.
And some picky bits. And I thought, I would guess they had both, I had created a life for them, of course. In my mind, second marriages had taken early retirement together.
Oh, lovely.
And
yeah.
You know, they seemed happy and good
I'm
for them.
I'm sure they were. Do you think they were part of the Amex, I was going to say the Amex boomers, you know what I mean? Like the people who worked at Amex in Brighton and then...
Oh, maybe.
And then could, you know, didn't make millions, but just made a comfortable amount.
So they could retire at 60.
Probably retire
60.
At 50, yeah.
Or 50, sure.
50, sure, why not?
Well, I mean, of course, houses are so cheap then. So the houses paid off.
Houses were like 50p then.
Houses are 50p. Their kids are all settled.
Right. That's how it is, isn't it? Yeah.
So why not just enjoy yourself?
Why not? Why not? Absolutely.
I think we should retire.
Okay, great. Let's
together
do it.
To Spain.
Okay, to Spain. You know my thoughts on that. I love that idea. Really love that idea.
Rotisserie chicken every day.
We'd be rotating so much.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
Cooking in our little sweats.
Oh yeah. I love it. I love embracing the heat when one is, you know, up for it. It's just lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you see, what I struggle with is when I'm abroad, I can sit on a sun lounger all day. Mm. But when I'm in this country, I find the idea of sitting on a sun lounger impossible to do. I would never do that.
Well, is that because you and I come from a very similar household in that as a child, I wouldn't have been allowed to sort of sit about and watch TV.
Sure.
My parents would have been like, get up and do something.
Yeah. Get outside. It's a lovely day. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that you and I both worked from quite a young age, both sent down the mines and
down
up the chimney.
The factories. Yeah.
Respectively. Yeah. And I find it very difficult to relax indoors because I there's like a version of my brain of like me being a 14-year-old and my dad going, get up, something.
Yes, absolutely.
My dad used to say to me, you've got that sleeping sickness. And I'd be like, I'm a 14-year-old that's growing. I'm really tired.
Yes, I always felt guilty for being tired as a teenager, and I now realize that I was just growing.
Yeah,
I
you were growing. You were like developing your brain, the brain that you use right now.
All the time. Yeah.
All the time.
Gosh, on a Sunday, I would love to sleep in for ages and then I'd feel terrible. I mean, no one really said anything, but...
Oh, listen, if Rolly Ruffle was in your house, he would have said, get up, Tom!
Get up. Oh, yes, I bet he would. I bet. Well,
yes, of course.
Of course. Now, Suze, tell us, how has the tour been going? Because I had a spy in the show at Bloomsbury Theatre.
Of course, you're sending your spies again.
Of course, Miss Linda, Alfie's mum, was there. Said it was absolutely tremendous.
Oh, that's kind of her. It's very fun. It's a very fun show.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I think I'm having the most fun I've ever had on tour.
Susie, that's fantastic.
It's the most fun I've ever had on stage.
Great.
I feel very relaxed.
Brilliant.
I feel very relaxed and I'm just really enjoying it.
What do you put that down to, by the way?
What do I put that down to? I think writing a book forced me to write in a slightly more structured way.
Oh. Okay.
Therefore, I think the show is probably more structured.
Okay.
And I think my anxiety is better than it was the last time I was on holiday.
No, that's how relaxed you feel about it. Wow.
On tour. Gosh, that's weird, isn't it?
It's good. Be thinking of it.
And I worked. I didn't have to hurry writing the show.
Last time
I was in a bit of a hurry because I had other things to do. This has been, I've had a longer period. I finished writing the book in December and handed it all in. And then it was like from January until June, I had to, you know, I wasn't only doing show stuff. I'm sorry if people can hear the trains. I've had to open the window because, of course, we've already mentioned it is so hot.
Well, somebody was getting their hedge trimmed along here.
Oh, I can't hear that.
Oh, good.
Is that a euphemism?
And it is a euphemism. Someone was just pushed up.
But I think that helped.
Yeah.
I put in loads of work in progresses. I probably over-previewed it. But then
that's nice. Then you've got space, haven't you, to create. That's lovely. Because I think the thing is you don't want to be stressed out, like you say.
Mm.
Well, that's wonderful.
And anyone that's seen the show will know there's quite a fun ending.
Oh.
And that's been really fun.
Oh, okay.
And people seem to be responding very well to it. But it's very lovely. And I'm meeting lots of people after the show, which is very nice.
Because of the book signing.
Yeah, I'm doing book signings after the show. I don't know whether you've ever done this.
I doubt it.
I don't know whether I've mentioned this on the podcast before or whether it's almost too honest to mention even on this podcast, but here we are. There was a period when I was on tour or when I was at the Edinburgh Festival when I would have a good gig and then I would come off stage and I would check social media for people to tell me once again that I'd had a good gig. So it was like my ego needed to be rubbed again.
Yes.
But I'm still on sort of my slight breakup with social media. I'm still posting quite a lot. I'm responding to people, but I'm not spending ages scrolling.
I'm interested in this, yes.
I'll dip in and out.
Sure.
I'm putting up videos and like responding to comments where people send me lovely messages. I'm very happy to like chat, but I'm not doing that sort of endless scrolling.
Endless scrolling, what are you looking for? Yeah.
Exactly what am I looking for?
Yes.
In the words of you two, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. And I don't think Instagram's going to give it to me.
And I don't think we ever will. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. On Instagram. I think that's so potent, so powerful, because I think A, it shows that you are, well, I always think if I, when I'm in that state, I'm like content in myself. Do you know what I mean? I'm going like, totally. I know like, hey, I might feel frustrated still. I might feel like, oh, I would like, I don't know, an ice cream or whatever, or another antique
chair. You will have an ice cream.
Or whatever. Yeah. But I feel like I'm much more content in my, in the walls of my own city. Like I'm just sort of,
oh, I love that.
Oh, I know. I don't know where that came from.
City. Who are you? Caesar.
I know. It is a bit Caesar, isn't it? Yeah.
I was thinking more the dog, you know, from the food.
The dog food. Yeah. Dog lovely. Food yeah. Lovely.
A little Westie, I think he was, which I think sort of suits you if you're a
well,
dog.
That sort of dog would suit me, I think. Yeah. I sort of have a hankering for a corgi, but.
Oh, I would love a corgi. They're so lovely as well. You know, they've got such a nice temperament.
Have they?
Yeah, apparently so.
Yeah, I've never seen a corgi fight. I mean, I've never seen any dog fight, actually. Really.
Are you still paying to get dog fights?
I don't see dog fights. But I do. I can't imagine anyone. You never read about a corgi turning nasty, do you?
You never read about a corgi pulling off someone's face?
No, never.
And I think that's...
What that's a good sign. That's a good sign, I think.
Also, always hang out with the Queen.
Yeah, exactly. So very
must be
regal.
Nice guys.
Must be good guys. Must know how
then
to
then you
behave.
Could call it sort of Duchess.
Oh, that's fun, isn't it?
Duchess. Kittens. Yes.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. All right, I'll work on that. Because I've stopped sleeping with my phone by my bed. Did I do that?
This is good.
I know it's I think a lot of people are doing it and I'm as ever late to the party.
Better late than never.
Better late than never. I now charge my phone in the other room and I have an alarm clock, which I bought online. And it's one of those ones that comes in like a little case because I didn't want to just get a modern one because that wouldn't suit my aesthetics.
Of course.
It's like a little one that perhaps a nan used to have. I know my nan did.
Oh my gosh, Tom, that's so funny. I almost bought you one of those for your birthday.
How funny.
But it didn't have an alarm on it.
How interesting.
I was in an antique shop in Norwich.
Oh,
and I thought, I wonder if Tom has one of these.
Oh my goodness.
But that's funny. I almost bought it, but I didn't. And I'm quite pleased I didn't now because, of course, you've bought yourself one. Well, isn't that funny?
How funny we must have been in sync. But to not check one's phone straight away. And to then, and I think if you don't check it straight away, then you don't have it like hanging around in your pocket all day, waiting for the next
thing.
And it's not. It's. I think it is in our minds. You know, like nobody's ever said to me, like, you never got back to my message. Or, do you know what I mean? No one's ever said that, like, I text you ages ago and you never text back. But yet somehow I've found this stress within it. So it's, again, it's of my own volition, I think. I've done it to myself. But.
I don't know, though. I think, like, tech companies do it to us.
Sure.
I don't know that it's you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I think that's true.
Like, I feel like it's, that's like the whole thing, isn't it? The algorithm of, like, keeping you hooked.
Yeah.
Like, here's a thing. Here's another thing. Hey, you really like these videos. Like, my algorithm is like, it will be women's football in home interiors of people. Yeah. I think I've probably said this before, of people going, we bought this 1800s barn in Connecticut and we're pulling it apart and making it into a family home.
A forever home. A beautiful home.
I'm into it. We're living in a caravan.
Beautiful home. Yeah.
It's a homestead. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. For us, it was really important for us to have our space for family.
Yeah. This is an area where we can just be. There's no, we don't have any TVs in this room and it's where the chickens can also come and hang out. Love all that.
Yes, yes.
And so, also people walking into things.
Well, that sounds like a fun hashtag to follow.
Falling downstairs.
Slapstick.
Honestly, like people slipping in the snow.
Have you perhaps considered a Norman Wisdom film? Or Charlie Chaplin.
I've just found out about this guy, Buster Keating. Have you heard of him? He's really on the way up.
He's going to be huge.
He's going to be huge.
His videos are so, so great. That's all you look at now. All those three.
But the algorithm is trying to keep me hooked in.
Yeah.
So now it'd be like, okay, no, here's a 1600 homestead.
Oh.
Or it'd be, here's some people falling over, but after they fall over, they fart.
Oh, always funny.
Things like that. And, you know, it is funny.
Or I think it realizes the sort of things that stress me out a bit. So.
Oh, snakes.
Occasionally, but it will be like, I'm trying to think now. I can't think of anything, but it'll be in amongst it all. It'll be something stressful. Something, you know what I mean? Like, it'll be like antique furniture, lamps, people living in posh houses, posh people living in posh houses. And then it'll be something like, have you thought about this? And I'll be like, yeah. Oh, no, why is that there?
What about one of those people? Have you seen those videos of people that live in people's air conditioning units in America?
Or those people who live in the wall spaces?
Yeah, I mean, that sort of thing. Or like, I didn't know I was living with 6 tarantulas that had made their way into my walls.
Yes, all things like that. I don't want to think about that. I mean, I don't think you do, but by the way. But
what, tarantulas in my walls?
Yeah, tarantulas in your walls.
No, I don't think so either. But if they,
but that's
as long
what
as
they stress you out
stay
about.
Stay in the walls.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, then you're fine.
I'm kind of fine.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to not see them.
But like not being tethered to the phone all day, is that has been sort of quite a revolution for me.
I know. Well, I think that's really important, Tom. I think that like everything that tech companies do is to stop you from doing that.
Yeah.
It's like for you to be absolutely addicted to every device that you have.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's why I'm like, I'm not anti Kindle, of course. Like I think if other people want Kindles, that's fine. But that's why I love books.
Yes,
I like to have
absolutely.
Something that's like not a screen.
Yes.
It's nice.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I feel like I can breathe.
Yeah, that's such a good description of it. Having space to breathe, reading lovely books, just having like, space around. Even if the book is upsetting, it still feels like, I don't know, that there's kind of...
A break.
And also you can close the book and then talk about the book. Or you can talk about something else or think about something else.
I've got really into reading as I've got older. I've always had a book on the go. But now I find myself wanting to go to bed earlier and earlier.
Oh, brilliant. That's good.
Yeah.
Auntie Pearl reads for 2 hours a day.
Does she?
Does she
have a very good vocabulary? It's meant to be very good for your vocabulary.
Yes, I suppose she does in a way. Yes. I suppose, yeah.
Well, I read a thing saying if you want to be a writer, you need to read. And I can't believe it took me like 15 years of stand-up to work that out. But
wow.
Not quite 15. But yeah, because I'm so young.
Because you're so young, I was going to say, how's that even possible? But yeah, reading a book is lovely, I think. Really nice.
Tom, I see that you're once again wearing your Territorial Army pajamas.
Oh, my PJs. I know, I do have other PJs, but these seem to be the ones I often wear on a Tuesday night, Wednesday morning.
That's fine,
no,
Tom.
Monday night, Tuesday morning,
you can wear what you like, darling. You can. I believe that you wash them enough. You don't need to reassure me of that.
Oh, and
or the listener.
If the listener wants a bit of drama now, wait for it, because...
Jesus, what?
Mum put her new pink linen dress on a wash somehow. Or somehow she managed to put it in with her other... darker garments, and she put them on, and somehow she managed to put it on a cotton's wash, which she couldn't switch off. It went on for like an hour and a half. The colour from something ran. Anyway, then my mum took everything else out but left the linen dress in the washing machine.
Oh,
did
no.
Not mention it to me. I took my white towels, put them in, and put the towels on and wash. And I was like, I don't remember putting something pinky red in. And the towels, though, for some reason, had gone blue.
What?
Yeah, I know. They hadn't gone red or pink. They went blue. So there must be something in the original wash that transferred to the pink dress that then transferred again to the towels is what I can see. But they've now gone baby blue.
Are they usable?
Well, they're usable, yes. But they're a different colour. They don't really go with my bathroom.
Can you put them upstairs?
Yeah, they might have to be a guest bathroom towel now.
That's fine.
It'll have to be, won't it? It'll have to be.
It'll have to be.
It'll have to be.
Tommy went to the Hampton Court Flower Show.
Well, Susie, let me tell you, it was glorious. If you get a chance to go, you fancy going to a flower show, I thoroughly recommend it. It's just very tranquil. It's a bit more spaced out than the Chelsea Flower Show. Mm-hmm. Is it Chelsea's the show, Hampton Court's the festival?
Oh, is that right?
And so we had a lovely day mooching about. You can sort of sit under the trees by the water in Hampton Court. Really stunning. And there are little kiosks. You can buy some lunch or you can buy some little bits.
What did you have for lunch?
We had actually some sandwiches.
Oh, nice.
Some sandwiches and wraps we shared.
Oh, yeah, what?
Sort of a bean sandwich. We could only find vegetarian, or I think they might have been vegan ones. And they were absolutely delicious.
Lovely.
And sorry, I'm sniffing so much today.
Have you taken your Pyroton yet today?
I've taken my tablet, but of course... At the key moment, it's not...
It's not working. That's okay, Tom. I think we can all forgive you a hay fever.
Please forgive the hay fever, everybody. But
is that not coward play?
Hay fever, yes, it is, yes. Mm. But the thing is, yesterday at the flower show, I was fine. No hay fever at all. Now, gone through the roof.
Inside? That's weird, isn't it?
Inside, yes. The calls are coming from inside the house.
Of course.
But yeah, we had a lovely day. It looked some beautiful gardens. It's a beautiful Richmond allotment garden. Really showed off how you can do some great planting. And if you're worried about little pests coming to eat your vegetables, how you can plant other things, including French marigolds and calisthenics? No, that's when you run around with a ribbon. People will know what I mean.
If you run around with a ribbon, slugs are actually quite judgy. And they're like, oh, that's embarrassing.
Maybe not for us, this garden.
Maybe not for us.
We'll be out of here. And they'll be off. Maybe that's
what
happened.
Was it very hot there yesterday?
It was quite hot, yes. But that was kind of good because, well, it was lovely to have the sunshine, but also it meant that we slowed down. So actually, like, that's what's quite nice. You sort of make yourself slow down, made ourselves sit down.
Did you wear a suit jacket all day?
No, I just wore it for the photographs.
Sure.
I just linen, some shorts as well.
I love it when you get your lallies out.
Yeah, oh, thanks.
People are often very surprised how nice your legs are.
Oh, that's kind of you to say, do you think?
Yeah, I think you've got nice legs.
Well, thanks, Suze.
Yeah, a well-structured calf. And I don't say that to many people.
Thank you, because a lot of people can be quite self-conscious about their calves, can't they? But I am quite pleased with mine. Alfie has the more sort of defined leg.
Is that from all of his dancing days?
But that's from all of his dancing, of course.
Well, of course, that's why I've got such big calves.
Have you got big calves? I never thought
that. Well, I've got sort of, they're just sort of very muscular because of tap.
Of course. I wished I tapped. You know, Suze, I'd love to see more tapping from you.
Well, listen.
I'm just saying.
Listen. Sure. Thanks. Okay. Well, listen, you watch this space.
Yeah.
I'm about to be cast in 42nd Street.
I would love to go and see that. Well, there's a show.
Me too.
Yeah, because it's my 42nd year. I think I should call this my 42nd Street.
Oh, that's nice. Yes.
Yeah. So.
Tom, have a look at this.
Oh, my gosh. Susie.
Yeah, I got burnt yesterday.
Oh, Susie, you look like a salmon.
I do, don't I?
Oh.
Alice and I were like two little lobsters yesterday getting into bed.
Oh, I bet that stings as well. Did you put some aloe vera on?
Oh, aloe vera. Yeah.
Aloe vera. Oh, after sun?
Yes. So I'm slip, slap, slopped all over it. I put on the cream and then I laid on the paddleboard and I think the sea. In the water, I think it's.
Reflects, isn't it? Our mum's always told us and we never listened.
Long story short, it was my fault. It was my fault. There's nothing else I can say.
Well, be careful.
It means that I can't wear a bra today. So if anyone sees me today.
Oh my goodness. Charlie Dimmock.
Luckily, they're small enough that I doubt anyone will notice.
Yes. But people, well, they're perfect.
People will notice. What does Maria Bamford say?
Red Japanese miniatures.
Red. They are rare miniatures.
Yes. Yeah.
Is there anything else that we need to discuss? What have you been up to?
Attitude Pride Awards on Friday. And
can't wait for that.
I think that's going to be great fun.
Yeah, can't
in
wait.
The sun. Yeah, lovely way to preempt the Pride celebrations of Saturday, of course. But of course, I hope everybody's feeling fine about feeling great about Pride and celebrating it however they see fit.
Absolutely. What are you doing?
I am I am going to town, actually.
Are you? I think I might be in town also.
I'm going to a wedding.
No.
Yeah. So that's gay, isn't it?
How fabulous.
Yes. So that should be nice. You know, celebrating. Love
lovely.
Is love is love is love.
Love is love is love is love. How wonderful.
Yeah.
Well.
We'll have a great time at that. We look forward to reporting back.
We will report back. Okay. We'll see you next week. Okay.
We'll see you next week, everyone. Okay. Stay cool. Okay.
Yes,
bye.
Yes. Please do. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.